Where do we start to understand Florida's role in the origin of the Gulf of Mexico? And how critically important are the salt deposits that were deposited in such great thickness? The short answer is that these evaporites provide a key ingredient for the Gulf to be such a huge hydrocarbon province. As has been mentioned in previous lectures, the Gulf of Mexico is a true ocean basin, in that it is floored by ocean crust created by seafloor spreading that lasted only approximately 20 million years, from 160 to 140 million years ago. Prior to actual seafloor spreading, it underwent extensive stretching as the Yucatan Block and Florida-Bahama Block moved into different directions, creating a wide, topographically low area. This low area was below sea level and filled with seawater probably many times through an opening to the west, reaching the Pacific Ocean. During tectonic uplift, or sea level low stands, this basin became isolated and cut off from its source of seawater. Trapped in a basin within a large continent at this time, the seawater began to evaporate, leaving behind mostly salt deposits. This happened enough times to create a salt deposit that was up to 4 kilometers thick,